Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
You're John Chespagon.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hi, John Schwab here from Curtain Call, and welcome to Take Your Bow, a new bite-sized podcast series from the Curtain Call stable that shines a spotlight on the people that make theater happen. In today's climate of increasing isolation, we want to bring you a daily dose of inspiration. In each episode, we're giving someone in the theater a chance to take their bow, from seasoned professionals to drama students, vocal coaches to life coaches. You'll find them right here, giving insights into what drives them to be in the business and who inspires them. Since quarantine and lockdown regulations were put in place in March, theater students across the UK have been adapting just like every other sector. It's especially hard in an industry that is based on communication with another human being, either on stage or in an audience, to continue that craft. Now, I've been mentoring 5 students from Mount View Academy of Theater Arts here in London. All 5 of them are getting their MA in acting and should be doing their showcase performances right about now. On stage, somewhere in the West End, or at Mount View, actually, because Mount View has fantastic theater. But I don't need to tell you that it isn't happening. But I just told you. I spoke to the first student of the 5, Johnny Zavaji, as he isolated in his parents' home in Malta. I'm not jealous. Not one bit. Here's Johnny. Let's start off by saying by asking all the familiar old questions. So, you know, what is your name and what do you do?
Okay, so I'm Gianni Salvaggi. I'm a 28-year-old actor, just graduating from Mount View Academy of Theatre Arts. And I'm from Malta. I grew up with an Italian father and a Maltese mother. And I'm currently based both in London and in Malta.
You have a fantastic journey. We're going to get into that in a minute. So when did you know, Johnny, that you wanted to work in this business?
I mean, I started out at a pretty young age, at around, 6 or 7 years old, joining my school choir. And so I started in music before theater. And from that choir, we started going into show tunes. And I started taking singing more seriously than any other thing that I was doing at that time. I was playing basketball, tennis, football, what have you. And then at around 15, 16 years old, I started taking it seriously. So I was looking into studying, reading more plays. At around 17 or 18 years old, I joined the National Youth Theatre Company here in Malta as part of the National Theatre, Teatro Manuel. So then I started branching out and using my skills from a musical perspective, so playing guitar, singing, and then taking that to stage and continuing my passion over there. And then it just took off. So I've been working in the industry since 2012. And just last year, again, because of the whole Brexit situation, and it could have been a hit or miss for me to actually get go and further my studies and practice abroad, I decided to audition for a couple of schools. I auditioned for Mount View, and then I chose Mount View. And here I am today.
Awesome.
11 months later.
Yeah, and what, I mean, a hell of a journey. You know, again, we'll get to that in a minute, because you, this must be, this can't have been in your projections of where you'd be, you know,
not
in June 2020. So when it sounds like you must have had some inspirational characters in your life because of choir, because of the National Youth Theater there in Malta. Who was your inspiration getting into it? And then on the second part of that question, I always ask people is who inspires you now?
Okay, from the first part, is it a local person or is it an aspirational person?
It's completely up to you. Who kind of drove you to be in the? When was it that you went, ah, gosh, that's it, or that person has kind of got you fired up to went, and it does. It can be somebody you've met or not. There are no right or wrong answers here, Johnny.
No, it's a really good question because I look at I get inspired by so many people. It's so hard to pinpoint on one particular person. But when I look at you know, actors that are established nowadays, and you see them, they're basically celebrities. So looking at someone like Al Pacino, who has such a history of a natural progression with his own talent, looking at a really quirky character like Harrison Ford, I just like his way of working and his own initiative and how he started out, his humble beginnings, which was really nice. Yep. I'm also a big Star Wars fan.
Yeah, me so. Too.
Locally, there were quite a number of people at the time on the circuit, but one person that has sort of helped me nurture my skills and really pushed me forward, even to venture into my studies abroad, was a lovely Scottish woman called Denise Mulholland. She was my tutor at the National Youth Theatre Company, TMYT, and we've been friends ever since and colleagues ever since. She's an amazing person. And if I could just send a shout out and send my love from here.
Yeah.
She's an amazing, amazing influence that I've had, that I've been honored to have over these past years.
Yeah.
Where I look to now for inspiration, I still look to her, but I also look at people that are just starting out and the ones that have their toes in different ponds, I would say.
Yeah.
That people have different skills and they manage to not just acquire those skills, but utilize those skills into the performing arts. So if they are, if they come from a background of, like myself, communications, they're also able to use elements of videography and go into directing or cinematography. If they are writers, you also see them writing for screen now, which is lovely. I mean, I'm going to mention some oldies because I love them and they're still so relevant today, like Scorsese,
yeah.
Quentin Tarantino is just,
yeah,
he's mind-blowing. A bit crazy, but I mean, that's where the beauty lies.
Yeah.
It's in the craziness. I also love, I'm an avid musician, an actor musician. So
yeah.
I listen to a lot of music, and one of my main inspirations that I still listen to and I've listened to since I was like 6 or 7 years old is Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park.
Okay, right.
he's a rapper, vocalist,
yeah,
a keyboardist, writer, and artist. He's an all-rounder. And seeing someone like that, who again started out from very humble beginnings to get into where he is now,
yeah,
is just really, really nice to see, sort of, and not aspire to be, but get inspired by.
Yeah, sure. That's exactly it. What do your parents or family think of your job and what you do?
I mean, my family is very supportive. It took some time for them to get to come to terms with the fact that, yeah, I'm leaving the corporate world to go into the performing arts. But they always knew that my passion was in the performing arts, whether it's music or in theater, and just seeing it develop over time, I guess they've been more supportive as I went along. The hardest bit for my mom especially is not being able to see me on a daily basis.
Yeah.
But it comes with the job. And I also, like I said, I'm residing both in London and in Malta, moving depending on where the work is.
Yeah.
So
it's great to be able to do that. And, you know, and when the industry gets back to its feet, I think what people are finding out now is that you can, you know, what we're doing now is talking and getting to know each other. Although, you know, we are working with each other in the Lucid space, you know, because yeah. I'm doing some mentoring from Mount View, and you're one of the five students I have. But, you know, what we're doing now, which is I have got to know you in a very brief time, but over Zoom and over yeah. video conferencing. So there's going to be a lot more of this in the future of our business for sure, because you will have, which I think is a great thing, because it democratizes and helps get people who may not necessarily be able sure. to fly to London and don't have the resources to do it to say, I'm here and I sure. can do this job. And, you know, whether you're trained or not, do I want, you know, Johnny on set or not? You know, that's the thing. Yeah. That's where it comes down to, because you can obviously do it. You know, you've studied, you've worked a program, it's fantastic. I think it's gonna be part of this industry, and I think your mom will be able to travel and see you soon again.
I mean, realistically, we're moving towards more of a self-tape oriented industry
yeah,
anyway.
Of course.
We were already doing that, sort of becoming more digitalized, but now I think more than ever, the casting directors and also producers of shows are also looking at the benefit of having self-tapes, just self-tapes come in for an audition yeah. call, because they can increase the volume of what they're seeing
yeah.
and in their own time.
Less cost.
Exactly.
And they can then whittle it down to the people they want to see, they get in the room, because you do need, and I think that there are certain times where you can cast from a tape, but there are also times when you need people to play off each other, and you need to get to people in the room,
yeah,
of course,
yeah, yeah.
because there's a lot riding on auditions. Of course there is. That's why we get so nervous. But it's not just
the
for
room
us.
Where it happens.
Yeah, exactly. You were just outside work. You talked about being multi-skilled and you, like the people that could do it. You know, how important do you think that is in today's society? Like to have those skills and to be able to, you know, to be able to use them, apply them, not just in this business, but beyond.
Yeah, I think it doesn't just make you a better performer, but it makes you a better human.
Yeah.
Overall, because yeah, you can be an amazing actor, but then not know how to use a computer or stuff like that. It's more about being humble and using your time properly on this world.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like we are given the opportunity to not just make a difference by conveying a message on stage, but also the way that we carry ourselves throughout our life. And when it comes down to, you know, having different disciplines and bringing those, it's all life experience. So when it comes down to even preparing for a role, if we're going back to performing arts, what you're doing is you're being able to tap into certain elements that you've already experienced and start building characters upon that, or trying to, you know, again, the method style of acting, where you put yourself in a situation that your character would be, yeah. and just living that. So people that love to do that, like Christian Bale, Tom Hardy, just they go overboard.
I don't think I want to go live in the woods for 6 months to prepare for a role. You know, I'd miss pizza and my kids too much.
Yeah,
and in that order. No, I'm joking. So the obvious question is, yeah. you know, well, there is an obvious answer to this question. Let me rephrase that. But how are you spending your days these days?
Right now?
Because I know what you should be doing. You should be on stage doing graduate showcase shows, but yeah. you're not. So how are you spending your days?
In the first 2 weeks coming back, so I moved back to Malta because of the lockdown in March, middle of March. And I arrived, I think, 2 days before the airports closed. So in order for me to come back here, I had to do a 2-week quarantine. So I was in a secluded area away from all the family. And in the first couple of days, I was thinking, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to have a plan. In the morning, I'm going to do my yoga. I'm going to have my meditation. I'm going to go for a run in the afternoon, eat, cook properly, do some play reading. In the first 4 days, I did nothing.
Yeah.
I couldn't even, you know, fathom all the situation, all the circumstances that we were dealing with at that time. Plus, we were also being advised that we're going to be switching to remote learning, and it was also trying to get a hang of that in time and writing a show in 12 days. So that was nuts. but really, seriously, so spending my my days now are more revolved around a bit of family time, trying to wrap up my remote learning lectures with Mountview, as we're in the process of acquiring agents and finishing off our showreels as part of the modules for our assessment. And my days involve reading, writing. At the moment, I started writing a new play, a new one-man Great. Show, because I'm also working on some ideas that I've had back at Mountview. And now I have the time to really flex them out a little bit. And we've just been advised that the school isn't opening till September. So yeah. I'm on the island for the next couple of months. And coincidentally, I was asked to be in a production in July now. So we're doing a social distance version of Comedy of Errors.
Oh, I love it. Well, fantastic. You got to let me know when that happens. So we can shout about it. But I didn't mean to cut you off there. What else were you about to say?
No, and then wrapping up my summer schedule, the plans that I have in place, I'm filming a full length feature. So when was it? Then in August, the last year, before heading to Mountview,
yeah.
I did a couple of short films here locally,
yeah.
And one of them got picked up to be a full length feature, and I was asked to reprise my lead role. So at least there's a bit of consolation now, not going back to Mountview, but at least having these projects in line to keep me busy.
Perfect. That's what you got to keep doing. Definitely.
Yeah.
You're a fan of musicals. You said you like musicals. You like music. If you could have one cast album and one cast album only to self-isolate with, what would it be?
Once album.
God, I love that.
I love Glenn Hansard. Yeah. I love Markita Aglova. I managed to watch it in 2013, and I ended up meeting Declan,
yeah.
the actor that played Guy in yeah. the show. I went to a masterclass back in November this year, and he's such a nice guy. Such yeah. a nice guy.
All of those guys.
It was a
that played that yeah, played
it was a,
Guy.
It was a brilliant show. Amazing. Yeah. yeah.
It's I love the music in that. I love the subtlety of the music. I love the it's just one of my favorite musical experiences, because I just love the fact that they didn't the cast album is fantastic, and if you play guitar, as you do, you can play along with it and you can like just do it justice, unlike other full cast albums. But I just love the pace of Once. I love the fact that it wasn't this like high octane thing. They were like, you sit down, we're gonna tell you a little sweet story, and the music is gonna blow you away, and you're gonna want to cry at the end of it, and you're gonna just feel like love is possible. It's great.
The one musical that got close to Once for me now was Come From Away.
Yeah, yeah, I love
it. Because that's based on Newfoundland, and yeah. the fact that it's all island-based made me think of home.
Ah,
so it had some really nice memories there.
We're going to now do this fun thing, which is I'm going to ask you a series of this or that questions, either this or that, and there are no right or wrong answers, Gianni. So, I won't be sending this to your tutors. Don't worry.
That's fine. Marin loves me. It's fine.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, you know, I've known your tutor for a long, long time. So I can't dump you in it. So I won't. Yeah. So like I said, we'll just go for this. See how it turns out. You ready?
Sure.
All right. Movies or theater?
Theater.
Twitter or Instagram?
Instagram.
Tom Stoppard or William Shakespeare?
Shakespeare.
Broadway or West End?
West End.
Okay, you've spent some time in England, so this will make sense. Clotted cream or jam first?
Jam first.
Okay. Netflix or Amazon Prime?
Netflix. I use both, but Netflix.
Okay. Cinderella or Snow White?
Snow White.
Wicked or Les Mis?
Les Mis.
Dogs or cats?
Dogs, definitely.
And the last one, Stephen Sondheim or Lin-Manuel Miranda?
Oh, man. Oh, shit. Okay.
I didn't say Sondheim. They were easy. Sondheim. Okay.
Sondheim. Okay. Because I love Lin-Manuel, but Sondheim is Sondheim.
Okay. Excellent. Well, listen, Johnny, thank you so much for joining me today, man. And I'm really looking forward to meeting you in person, whether it be in London or Malta. You know, I'm sure it's going to happen sooner rather than later. And, you know, good luck with the shoot. But just so everybody can keep in touch with what you're doing, where can they find you on the socials?
My nickname is Nino, N-I-N-O, and my surname is Salvaggi, S-E-L-V-A-G-G-I. So I just put those two together, Nino Salvaggi, with an at symbol at the front. And I'm available on, I'm not available. I'm on all the social media platforms, but I use Instagram at Nino Salvaggi and Twitter at Nino Salvaggi, or find me on Facebook and we can have a chat.
Fantastic. Well, listen, all the best and we'll speak soon.
Perfect. Thanks a lot, John.
Johnny Salvaggi, acting student on the Acting MA course at Mountview Academy of Theater Arts. Keep listening this week to hear from more Mountview students that are continuing their course virtually in London and far, far beyond. If you'd like to take your bow, get in touch with me via any of the social media platforms at Curtain Call, all one word, or email me at john@curtaincallonline.com. That's John with an H. We all need a little bit of inspiration and happiness these days, and hopefully today's chat with Gianni gave you just that. Join me tomorrow when another theater professional from Mountview Academy will be taking their bow.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.